Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Surrender Experiment, My Journey into Light's Perfection by Michael A. Singer is a memoir and spiritual growth narrative built around a practical premise, stop fighting reality and let life lead. Singer, known for his teachings on consciousness and inner freedom, recounts how he tested this idea in everyday decisions, relationships, and career turning points. Rather than chasing a carefully engineered plan, he describes repeatedly setting aside personal preferences and saying yes to what arrived, even when it felt inconvenient or intimidating. The book traces how this approach shaped his path from solitude and meditation practices to unexpected responsibilities in business, technology, and leadership. Along the way, Singer explores the inner mechanics of fear, desire, and mental chatter, and he frames surrender as a disciplined practice rather than passive resignation. The result is a story that aims to show how releasing control can open creativity, service, and a deeper sense of trust in life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, surrender as an active practice, not giving up. A central topic is what Singer means by surrender and what he does not mean. In this book, surrender is presented as an active inner stance, noticing the mind's preferences, anxieties, and objections, then choosing not to let those reactions dictate behavior. Instead of demanding that life match a personal script, the practice is to meet events as they arise and respond with clarity. That does not require abandoning discernment or ethics. The idea is to release the emotional and psychological grip of, I need this or I cannot handle that, so decisions come from steadiness rather than reactivity. Singer's story uses real-life scenarios to illustrate the distinction. When an opportunity appears, he experiments with accepting it even when it conflicts with his plans or comfort zone. When challenges surface, he experiments with facing them rather than rearranging his life to avoid discomfort. Through that repeated choice, surrender becomes a method for training attention and loosening identification with mental commentary. Readers are invited to consider how often they confuse control with safety and how much energy goes into resisting what is already happening. The topic lands as a practical question: what changes when you stop negotiating with reality and start working with it? Secondly, watching the inner voice, fear, preference, and the need to control, another important topic is the internal landscape that blocks surrender, especially the constant mental narration that interprets events and pushes for familiar outcomes. Singer highlights how fear and preference can masquerade as rational planning. The mind predicts negative futures, rehearses defenses, and insists that certain conditions must be met to feel okay. This creates a pattern where life is filtered through resistance, and the person spends more time managing inner discomfort than engaging with what is in front of them. Through the arc of his journey, Singer emphasizes the practice of witnessing these mental movements without being pulled into them. The goal is not to silence thought by force, but to see thoughts as objects in awareness rather than commands. When you notice the inner voice demanding control, you can pause, feel the underlying tension, and still choose a response aligned with reality rather than with avoidance. This topic is valuable because it reframes personal growth as an experiential skill, learning to stay present when the nervous system is activated. The book suggests that the moments that trigger the most resistance are the moments with the most potential for liberation. Instead of treating fear as a stop sign, Singer treats it as feedback that an inner boundary is ready to soften, creating more room for courage, flexibility, and creative action. Thirdly, from solitude to service, integrating spirituality with everyday life, Singer's narrative places spiritual practice in direct contact with ordinary responsibilities. Rather than keeping inner work confined to meditation or retreat-like conditions, he describes an evolution from private contemplation into public engagement. This creates a recurring theme. Real growth is tested in the marketplace of daily demands, deadlines, interpersonal conflict, and leadership pressure. The book explores how surrender changes the way a person relates to work itself. Instead of viewing career as a stage for ego fulfillment, Singer frames it as a field for service and learning. Tasks become opportunities to practice presence and to meet situations without the usual defensive posturing. This does not remove complexity or difficulty, but it shifts the orientation from self-protection to contribution. A key nuance is that integration is not about becoming blandly agreeable or losing ambition. It is about letting actions arise from a deeper center that is less dependent on external validation. As responsibilities grow, the surrender approach becomes a way to handle intensity without inner collapse. Readers who struggle with the split between spiritual values and professional life may find this topic compelling because it portrays inner freedom as something that can be cultivated in meetings, negotiations, and moments of conflict, not only in quiet rooms. Fourthly, leadership and decision-making without clinging to outcomes. As Singer's life expands into leadership roles, the book highlights a practical question: how do you make decisions while surrendering? The topic here is outcome independence, acting with full effort and integrity while relaxing the psychological demand that things must turn out a certain way. This is not indifference. It is the capacity to engage deeply and still remain inwardly free if circumstances shift. Singer's experience suggests that clinging to outcomes distorts judgment. When the mind is attached, it selectively interprets information, avoids uncomfortable truths, and overreacts to threats. Surrender, in contrast, aims to keep perception clear. You deal with the facts, take the next appropriate step, and then let life reveal the next set of conditions. In that model, flexibility becomes a strength rather than a compromise. The book also touches on the interpersonal side of leadership, handling criticism, conflict, and organizational pressure without building identity around being right or being seen as successful. The underlying teaching is that inner stability improves external effectiveness. Readers may take away a leadership philosophy that emphasizes calm responsiveness, principled action, and the ability to move through uncertainty without losing oneself in anxiety or ego-driven control. Lastly, trusting life while meeting challenges head-on. A final major topic is the relationship between surrender and resilience. Singer's story includes periods where surrender does not feel like effortless flow, but rather like staying present through discomfort, confusion, and pressure. The emphasis is that trust in life is not a belief you adopt. It is something built through repeated experience of getting through what you once thought you could not handle. The practice described is to stop arranging life around fear. When difficulty arrives, you feel the reaction, acknowledge it, and still show up. Over time, this trains the nervous system to tolerate intensity and reduces the compulsive need to escape into distraction or control strategies. The book presents surrender as a path to discovering a deeper okayness that is not dependent on conditions. This topic matters because many readers associate spiritual ideas with bypassing, positivity, or denial. Singer frames surrender as the opposite, radical contact with reality. You do what needs to be done, you face conversations you would rather avoid, and you let go of the fantasy that peace comes from perfect circumstances. The promise is not that life will be easy, but that your inner world can stop being at war with life, which can free energy for creativity, love, and meaningful effort. In conclusion, this book fits readers who enjoy memoirs with a strong inner development thread, as well as those curious about practical spirituality that does not require withdrawing from normal life. Entrepreneurs, managers, and professionals under pressure may relate to the way surrender is tested amid responsibility, while meditators and seekers may appreciate seeing inner practice applied to real decisions rather than kept in theory. The potential benefit is a shift in how you meet uncertainty. Singer offers a lived example of noticing the mind's demands, releasing habitual resistance, and taking the next step anyway. That can reduce anxiety, improve resilience, and help readers act from clarity rather than fear. The book also encourages a healthier relationship with ambition, pursuing excellence without turning results into a measure of self-worth. Compared to similar personal growth books, this one stands out for its sustained narrative of experimentation. Instead of presenting surrender as a concept to admire, it is shown as a repeated choice with consequences in work, relationships, and identity. The memoir format makes the ideas concrete, and the long arc demonstrates how small acts of letting go can compound into major life changes. For readers tired of overplanning and underliving, it offers a distinctive and practical alternative worth buying. If you would like to support Michael A. Singer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.